91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College,
where great music lives.
Yes, roll up for the Magical Mystery Tour. Hey, this is 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College, but not a college station. And this is where great music lives. And you're listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault. And tonight we're going to take you through the 1978 Beatles radio experience. Let me fade out John, Paul, George, and Ringo. We're going to take you through the 1978 Beatles radio experience, part one. There may be two or three parts to that. I'm not sure yet. So we're going to be playing everything that was released by the solo Beatles as well as the group. Yes, there was a release by the Beatles as a group that year. It was called an album called Rarities, released by Parlophone in the UK and Capitol in the US. And it contained some alternate cuts and things like that. And so we're going to be playing things from that, as well as Paul and Ringo had releases. Of course, we didn't hear from John that year. He was on a five-year hiatus, and also we didn't hear from George. But in any event, what we're going to do right now, before we get into the 1978 stuff, which will include other groups as well, by the way, things that were released that year. A few weeks ago, we played Paul McCartney's new album called New in its entirety, and you've been hearing a couple of songs from it, during our normal programming. But there were two tracks that are only available on the deluxe edition. So there's 12 tracks in all on the, or actually 13 because it's a hidden track, and then there are two additional tracks on the deluxe edition, and we're going to play them for you right now, and then we'll get into the 1978 experience. So we're going to hear Turned Out and Get Me Out of Here from Paul McCartney.
Something for my soul. They taught me when you find a love, don't break it, try to make it whole. I took a walk into the fire when I heard you calling me. I took a chance, and what a good thing it turned.
I get a feeling when they call my name. like we're all involved in some kind of game. Oh boy, get me out of here. Oh boy, let me out of here. Yeah. I hear the taxman knocking at my door. I've got a feeling he'll be asking for more. Oh boy, hear me out of here. Oh boy, someone get me out of here. Say, it feels so bad, and yet I can't run away. Oh boy, get me out of here. I'm a celebrity.
Okay, and that was Paul McCartney from his new album, New. Those are bonus tracks available only on the bonus edition. We heard Turned Out and Get Me Out of Here. Hey, this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And you're listening to The Cavern, an hour of all thing Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Alt. We're taking you starting now. That was, of course, just released a few weeks ago or a month or so ago. But we're going to start with the 1978 Beatles radio experience with the next track, which is from London Town. From Wings. But before we do that, we are going to tell you about this week's trivia question. Yeah, we got one again. So you want to write this number down if you want to call with the correct answer. And if you're the first caller with the correct answer, you will get a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey, if you haven't won anything from the station in the last 30 days. So the number to call is 908-852-4545. That's 908-852-4545 if you have the correct answer. So here's the question. What two Beatles songs did Camilla Felgen share writing credits for? Okay, so what two Beatles songs, or you can actually give us one of them, but there are two Beatles songs that Camilla Felgen shared writing credits for. So give us one of those two. 908-852-4545. Now here's Wings.
Beautiful birds won't fly out of the... Thank you.
Prince was a steady boat. People said she'd never float. But one night when the moon was high, the grey goose flew away. As we were sailing round the rocks, the mate took out his compass box. Said the wind is like a box, but the grey goose flew away. Went out upon the open sea, the admiral, the mate and me. We went to face eternity, but the grey goose flew away.
Just another mouth of
Elvis Costello and the Attractions from their second album released in 1978, This Year's Model. We heard Lipstick Vogue. Started that set off with Wings from the 78 album London Town. We heard the final track on that LP, Morse Moose and the Grey Goose. So this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. And you're listening to The Cavern, an hour of all things Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Alt, and we do have an answer to the trivia question. So, you know, you can still call in if you want to chat or something like that. We always welcome that, but we do have an answer. So we're going to take a short break now and carry on with some more music.
Hi, everybody. If you're looking for a place to kick back on a Sunday afternoon and enjoy some great blues, tune in to Uncle Pete's Blues Party. I'll be spinning the best blues has to offer from around the world to around the corner. So come join me, Uncle Pete. You're all invited to the Blues Party every Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. on 91.9 WNTI and online at WNTI.org, where great music lives.
Support for WNTI comes from Computer Images Web, LLC, a full-service website design and development company serving a wide range of markets in New Jersey and surrounding areas. Computer Images Web also designs websites compatible with mobile devices. More information on Computer Images Web, LLC's services available at computerimagesweb.com.
Attention, military service members. Did you know that Centenary College is an approved participant of the new GI Bill's Yellow Ribbon Program? If you qualify, full tuition is covered, or you may qualify for our 30% tuition discount. Centenary's liberal transfer policy may allow your military credits to be applied toward your major. Whether you're looking for a bachelor's degree or interested in obtaining a master's degree, Centenary College has a program for you. For more information, visit our website at centenarycollege.edu.
I'm sorry.
91.9 WNTI, where great music lives.
They say everything can be replaced. They say the distance is not near. So I remember everything of every man who put me here.
I see my light of shine from the west down to the east.
Love me do. Love me do. You know. love me do.
Your leisure, romantic gesture, straight. My ego flies tomorrow. It's a game I treasure dear to seek the helpless future. My love at last, I'm here.
That was Squeeze from their debut album released in 1978 called Squeeze. We heard Take Me, I'm Yours. And let's see, we started this set off way back when with, we talked about Elvis, I guess with Ringo Starr, Lipstick Traces on a Cigarette from his 1978 release Bad Boy. Then we heard Joe Walsh with Over and Over from his album, But Seriously, Folks. Carried on with the band. Now, that was, of course, you know, Bob Dylan's song. That was from The Last Waltz, and that was pretty much almost everybody out on stage, including Ringo on drums. So he appeared for that song. I believe that's all. I mean, he might have been on another song in the concert, but as far as the album release, that was about it. And then we heard the Beatles with Love Me Do. Now, that's from the album Rarities. And I don't know if you heard both channels on that, but it's a mono recording anyway. But what the album cover, the album jacket explains is that how they had Andy White, you know, play the drums because Ringo was untried and a new member of the group, and they just got their recording contract, and George Martin wasn't really sure. So they basically recorded a version of Love Me Do with Andy White on drums, and then they did another take with Ringo Starr playing tambourine and Andy White on drums. Well, that was the first track, and that was from the album Rarities, released in 1978 from Parlophone in the UK and Capitol in the United States. So with that, we are going to take a break, and it is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to The Cavern, an hour of all things Beatles. We're going to continue with the 1978 experience after these messages.
Hi, this is Brandi Carlile, inviting you to join me this week on E-Town. I'll be with Ingrid Michaelson, Nick and Helen, and the winner of the E-Achievement Award. So join us this week in E-Town.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
Support for WNTI comes from our members and the Newton Theater, located on Spring Street in Newton, New Jersey.
Coming to the Newton Theater on Saturday, November 9th, Blessed Union of Souls.
More information and tickets available at thenewtontheater.com or by phone 973-383-3700.
WNTI's Facebook page is a great way to stay in touch with WNTI. Like us and be the first to know about what's happening at WNTI. From news about your favorite WNTI programs to photos of recent WNTI events. You can even share what you think about the great music here on WNTI, so check out WNTI on Facebook today. Or, for the direct link to the page, go to WNTI.org.
Cafe on the left hand, ordinary wine. was gambling in Havana. I took a little risk. Send lawyers, guns, and money. Dad, get me out of this. Ha! And bystander, somehow I got stuck between a rock and a hard place, and I'm down on my luck. Yes, I'm down. I'm a desperate man. Send lawyers, guns, and money. The shares hit the fan. All right, send lawyers, guns, and money. Guns and money. Send lawyers, guns and money. Hey! Send lawyers, guns and money.
That was Warren Zevon from his album Excitable Boy, released in 1978. We heard Lawyers, Guns, and Money. And before that, we heard Cafe on the Left Bank from the Wings album London Town, also released in 78. There's a theme emerging here, isn't there? We're playing stuff released in 1978. This is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. And I'm your host, Gary Ault, host of The Cavern, an hour of all things Beatles. And we have an answer to the trivia question. And Mike from Randolph was the correct caller. He will get a gift certificate for Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey. The question was to name one of two songs that Camilo Felgen shared writing credit with the Beatles for. So the two songs were She Loves You, which is in German, Sie lieb dich, and Komm gib mir deine Hand, which is the German version of I Want to Hold Your Hand. And Mike called and gave us the correct answer, Sie lieb dich. So we're going to play that in a minute. But a little bit more on that. Camilo Felgen also used the alias J. Nicholas for the songwriting credit, and it's kind of hard to find a copy with those credits on it, but his full name was Camilo Jean Nicholas Felgen. And, you know, there's a kind of a common misunderstanding probably that since the Beatles kind of started not just at the Cavern, but also at the Star Club in Hamburg, Germany, that was where Beatlemania really kind of had its, well, it started in Liverpool, but it was really, you know, going strong in Hamburg. So the common misunderstanding is that that was part of their stage act, that they translated it into German, like John and Paul translated into German and actually sang it in German during their stay at in the Hamburg club. And they played other clubs as well, but the Star Club mainly. That's actually not the case. It was in 1963 that the German counterpart of EMI, which was called, let's see, look, there's a lot of information on this website, Elektrola Gesellschaft, persuaded the Beatles to record, because that was kind of a common thing to do in those days, was to record a song for foreign language audiences in their language. So one of the executives there, Otto Demlar, convinced them to do it, and he basically called Camilo Felgen and had him translate those two songs into German, and the Beatles recorded them in Paris. Now, one of them was recorded completely, I think, let's see if I could find this information, was I think it was She Loves You, was recorded July 1st, 1963 in mono, so they could not, and that was when they did it in English, so they could not use that version, so they had to completely re-record the song. But with I Want to Hold Your Hand, or Kaub Gib Mir Deine Hand, they actually were able to, you know, find the old master tapes and just re-record the vocals for that. So in Paris, 1963, let's see if I can find the date for that. January 1964, rather. So yeah, the July 63 songwriting credit is because the original was recorded then. But then in January 64, the Beatles released and recorded the German version. So after all that talking, whew, that's enough. So we're going to play Sie Lieb Dich.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's it for tonight. So, hey, we heard the Beatles with Sie lieb dich from Rarities. And then we heard the Wings with Deliver Your Children from London Town. And so that's the end of part one. I guess we'll probably do a part two. That's probably about it for 1978. And so this is 91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College. I'm your host of The Cavern, Gary Ault. And we have been doing the Beatles radio experience. So, hey, up next is E-Town, one of my favorite shows of the week, not just because of the Achievement Award, which is a very, very cool spot, but also tonight, Randy Carlyle. And after that, Mike the Hippie will not be in tonight. He's off for tonight, so we'll hear our music mix, and then Keller's Cellar to take you into the wee hours of the morning. So until next week, I bid you a good night and good week.
You're listening to member-supported 91.9 WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.